And on the first hot day of the year, when the windows were closed against the ripening of waste bins, and the flat hummed to the tune of its pipes, and Nazneen had mopped up the overflow from the blocked toilet, a new middleman appeared. Karim, with a bale of jeans over his broad shoulder. This was how he came into her life.
"Do you want to trade?" he asked eagerly.
"I got coal,"
Lottie said, examining Quinn's haul with a discerning eye.
"I got a stone," Rye clarified. That had a nicer ring to it than rock.
"Oh," Quinn said in disappointment, but he quickly put on a happy face for Rye's benefit.
"You can have some of mine. I've got plenty of green licorice."
"I've thought a great deal in the past few years about why the young seem to be uncomfortable when they're with the old. They could learn so many things they need to know from us. And I've decided that their discomfort stems from the fact that in our fragile physical presence, they become aware of what the future holds for them.